I want to greet you in Jesus' name. Maranatha. We have come a long way. I am excited just to get to tie the loose ends in my mind concerning the word of God in the book of Revelation. God has allowed me to see a big picture. I hope you have also been able to see this big picture. The word of God is there. The Holy Spirit is there to help us understand. I want also to appreciate that we understand in parts. We know in parts, but we shall know everything when he comes. But this session, Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15, is the final event of the what we call this earth. Please listen. The very final event, the second coming of Jesus, is not the final event. The second coming of Jesus, he comes, and one thing he does when he comes is that he defeats the Antichrist and his prophet. He put them in the lake of fire. And then all those that were with the Antichrist and the false prophet, they're killed with a sword in his mouth. Then after that, Satan is bound for 1,000 years. And without the evil trinity on earth, people give birth exponentially. The Bible calls it in Revelation 20, verses 9, they are like the sand of the seashore, cannot be numbered, many of them. But then after 1,000 years, Satan is released. But why is he released? Because the nature of human is to sin. That tells you that people are born sinners. David said, I was begotten in my mother's womb in sin. Because we have the seed of sin in us. We need the Savior. It's not about what you have done or what you have not done. First of the things that we need to realize that you need to give your life to Christ because you are born a sinner. Don't talk about you go to church and the many things you do and you give and you pray and many things, excuses we give. This tells you that even in millennium, Isaiah explained it, that it will be a time of peace. The cobra will stay with a baby child. Sheep will eat with lions. There will be no more fighting, no more conflict in the nature. But the heart of man is still sinful because the seed of Adam is still in them. They need to confess Christ. That's why Satan is released. To do what? To test them. What God uses Satan as a test so that everybody is given an opportunity to choose Christ. Nobody will go to heaven without having chosen Christ. Having made a decision that I have chosen Christ. That's why Satan is released after 1,000 years so that everybody see. The Bible says he came to deceive and people would be allowed to do their choices. Remember, God is still there to help them. The Holy Spirit is on earth. Somebody say that the Holy Spirit will be taken to heaven. No, the earth belongs to the Holy Spirit. God is going nowhere. Heaven belongs to God. God is omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's omnipowerful. He is there. Holy Spirit is here. He can convict them. But they don't want to be convicted. And so the Bible says that when 1,000 years are over, we have ruled and reigned. There was the first resurrection added. Okay, that means those that were to resurrect and go to heaven all the way from Jesus and those who were raptured and those who died during tribulation, that all that season is called the first resurrection, and the Bible says they will not partake in the second death. But now we come to a very sorrowful time. May God help any reader at this point never to come to this point. It's a point of no return. It's called the judgment of the dead. The people who did not resurrect in the 1,000 years, the people who died even before the rapture and they did not have Jesus, they are still sleeping on the sand, on the earth. The people who died during tribulation without Jesus, their souls, the Bible says that they did not resurrect. When the group resurrected as Jesus came back for the, you know, to reign on earth, we have just read up there that they continued. They have not resurrected. Very, very critical. And it's good for us to realize that. Now, here comes a time of judgment, the final judgment. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. This is God the Father. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, but there was no place for them. So you can see the earth and the heavens are going up and round and round. Somewhere the Bible says that they'll be burned with fire. They are going up and they are, you know, they'll be burned. There'll be no place for them. Why? Peter says they will be burned with fire. Peter says they'll be moved like a paper. The elements of heaven will be heated, melted. It is the time that we heard that, you know, this fire will come and everything will be just terrible. It's one of the most terrible days. May God save us from this terrible day. I want you to know that all the great tribulation events and the plagues were, God orchestrated them so that nobody would come to this hour. He was trying to save as many as he could not to come to this hour. But look, and as I saw the dead, this John says, great and small, standing before the throne. It's called the great white throne. Great white throne. They're standing before the throne now. That means this is now the second resurrection. They did not go through the first resurrection. First resurrection goes through to those who will partake of life. Now, these are now coming for the second resurrection. Let me say this, everybody will resurrect. Doesn't matter when you died. In the Bible, it says some will resurrect to eternal life, others resurrect to eternal damnation. Now, here, everybody resurrect now. Those who never resurrected. Where is the church? The church is sitting together with Jesus, ruling, reigning. I'm sure they'll be part of the, they'll have their throne. So the small and great, they're standing before the throne. Now, something, books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. Why books? So that nobody will be able to say, your judgment was unrighteous. God will remind people all what is written in the books. It's good to realize that whatever we do, whether good or bad, they are documented in the books. But once we give our life to Jesus Christ, all those charges are torn. All our first file is torn. Praise God. Why? We have come to Jesus and we have started a blood new life. And a new life does not need to be reminded of the old. So come to Jesus now as you hear this message, so that the first file and the books will be torn. And another book, and you'll be written in the book of life. When you'll be written in the book of life, also deeds, your deeds will be written. And these people who go and stand there, books are opened. And the dead were judged according to what they had done and recorded in the books. Oh, God, help us. The sea gave up the dead. No dead person will remain dead. Even the sea, those who died and they capsized the sea. And they rot, nobody was able to pick them. The sea gave up the dead. And the death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. Now, this is something to help us know that death is a spirit. Death was a prison. Jesus said in the book of 1 Corinthians, but it was Paul saying this, that Jesus will reign until he conquer all the enemy. And he says the last enemy to be conquered is death. This is the part. Before Jesus give back the kingdom to God again, he will reign. And here Jesus is ruling. And in chapter 21, he will be giving, you know, the kingdom back to God, as Paul had said. But here Jesus rules and reigns. And here death is conquered now. And death is asked to vomit, to give all the death. Hades, it is a prison, the prison of the dead. And the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done. The most statement that is so sorrowful is this: that the dead and Hades were thrown in the lake of fire, and the fire and the lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. At that point, I want to pray for all those who have not known Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who have not known you. Lord, I pray for those who have been cheated out of your way. Lord, I pray for thousands of people who have been taken by cultic groups. Lord, I pray for those who have been taken by the spirit of the Jezebel, the spirit of the Babylon, the spirit of the evil one, the spirit of the cult Antichrist, the spirit of the false prophet. Oh God, I pray for them. Open their eyes. The reason why we should go and preach is because many are there and they do not know why they are there. They need to be let loose. Oh God, give us the grace to be able to preach. Send us out to reach out to the people. Oh God, give us grace. Give us favor that those who we speak to will come to you, dear Lord. Let everybody hear your voice and get to know that you love them, so that their names will be written in the Lamb's book of life. Oh God, and you'll be able to destroy the books that were written when they were not believers. And you give them new books. You write a new book, new books, and this will be their deeds. Father, I thank you. I pray for ourselves, those who are born again, that you remain in you and you not be able to be swayed to come out of you. I pray for my life too, oh God. Help me to stand firm to the very end. Thank you, Lord, that we are not going to taste the second death because we have partaken the first resurrection. The second resurrection is for those who do not know you and those who are dead and those who are going to the second death. God, we bless you because of your love, in Jesus' name.